Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
We are thrilled, as always, to have a dear friend of the show, Gina Lynn Condi, join us on the line. She's an author, a speaker, an influencer, an advocate extraordinaire, and a careful steward of relationships and people all around the planet. And Gina Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, friend.
Hey, as we get close to Christmas and the holidays and New Year's, we want to do just a little mental health checkup and check in to make sure we're doing the right things, not only to make sure we're in a good space, but that we can better be in a space to steward some of those friendships, relationships, and connections we have in our communities.
I'm so grateful to have this conversation. I just have felt inundated the last few days and weeks with messages from loved ones that have either lost someone recently to suicide or have a loved one that's attempted and is getting treatment now. And so I just feel like it's an important time of year when we have a lot of joy, a sense of everyone is celebrating, being more aware that each of us is battling sometimes some very personal and private struggles.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's dive into some of those practical, tactical things that we can do, again, both so we're functioning from a position of strength and so we can better help those around us. You've given us some really good things to kind of move down, really starting with just being aware of what's going on inside of you.
Well, one of the things I love in having conversations with you specifically is your curiosity. And I think And also that you lead out in compassion. And so I would just say, flip that around to yourself. Can you get curious about what you're feeling? Can you just notice them? Sometimes we want to judge them. We want to identify and then have a cause and effect, you know, decision-making process immediately. Instead, I invite listeners to just be compassionate about noticing your feelings, not judging them, and get curious around them. Sometimes we don't even know. And we sometimes limit our feelings to the top three, which is sad, mad, and angry. And there's about as many emotions as there are emojis. And so just get really curious that maybe you don't have words specifically to define, but if you can get curious and be compassionate about noticing your feelings, I think that's the first step.
Oh, I love that. And I think we do need more in our lives, a passion for compassion, starting with self-compassion, because it's so easy to just, you know, keep racing and chasing across the surface. And sometimes we're suppressing some of those things for ourselves because I got a really long to-do list. I have a whole bunch of things at work and Christmas is coming and we just kind of play all of those things through. And so being compassionate enough towards yourself so that you can actually be aware of what is actually going on, because it's only then that you can actually get to the second piece of this, which is getting to that self-care.
Right. And I feel like especially at this busy time of year, it can't be optional. Mm. It has to be mandatory. And so just like you're scheduling the holiday parties or the baking or the shopping last minute, can you make sure to mandatorily require some self-care? I did this for myself yesterday. I literally just attended a funeral for someone that died by suicide, and there's been a lot of messages that I've been receiving and feeling. And I could tell yesterday it was mandatory that I kind of disconnected and did some self-care. And that can look like a variety of things. It doesn't have to necessarily be that you're at the spa, which I'm a big fan of that. I did get a massage yesterday, and I'm a fan of being at the spa. But rest is essential. Exercise for me, movement is about moving through some of those emotions that we just talked about. When I move my body, some of those emotions can move. And then especially at this time of year where the sun sets sooner than I prefer, light therapy is a really good tool as we head into the winter months. Today's the first day of winter solstice. So that's a good time to consider that your self-care can look like a variety of tools.
Yeah. And sometimes it is just being still with yourself. I always say the most important meetings you're ever going to sit in are the ones you have with yourself. And whether that is during a massage at the spa or a walk or just sitting and listening to some nice music or looking at a piece of art is such an important part. And then you always talk about making sure we have a practical, tactical component to all of this, getting a plan, especially when it comes to those things that we know are most likely to happen, some of those trigger moments or experiences that are likely to come. What's the best way to get a real solid game plan around that?
Well, I love what you just suggested, that being still, that's one of my favorite tools. Sometimes, just to backtrack a little bit, we believe that if we go to enough therapy, we read enough books, and we have enough tools in the toolbox that we won't get triggered. Triggers are teachers, and they're going to come up.
Yeah.
Stress is going to come up. And if you're dealing with some grief that's really heightened during the holidays because all of the memories are kind of flooding back with the sights and the sounds and the smells of the season, realize that triggers are going to happen. You can't, like, prepare yourself away from the trigger. But sometimes the sitting still, one of my favorite tools to use when the stress and the triggers come up in my plan is to step away from whatever I'm doing and go meditate for a few minutes. And that's just some deep breathing. I also love to have an SOS friend list. So develop those now. Text to someone today and just say, hey, before we go into the holiday weekend, can you be on my SOS list? And what I have found is that if you already have those top three people that you know you're going to reach out to and that you invite them to reach out to you, then if you're at that family gathering or a trigger comes up or you're feeling overwhelmed or you don't like how you just offloaded on someone that you loved because, you know, you've just had the straw come and break the back, you already have a plan in place. And I think that's crucial because sometimes when we back ourselves into a corner emotionally, or we realize we've chandeliered a lot of emotions because we've been processing more than we realized we were processing, all of a sudden we snap at someone or we find ourselves disconnected from this experience that we've been planning for a month to have, and we don't even feel the joy of that. And then one of my favorite things is journaling. And I'm not talking about the journal you pass down to the grandkids. I'm talking about the journal that gets thrown in the trash.
You burn, yeah.
Yes, and burned. And I ceremonially burn those once a year as well. They're my processing journals where I write out my prayer to God when I don't even know what the words are.
Yeah.
And so those are just some tools that I have on my plan, literally prepared before I'm in the trigger.
Yeah, I think that's so important that you have the plan. And I love that part of the plan is people, that you identify ahead of time. Who can I text? Who can I call? Who's that, you know, two or three folks that I need to make sure that I can connect with quickly if I need to. And then finally, you just want to round things out with that just connection, that interconnectedness can be such an important point, regardless if it's dealing with our own emotion or dealing with someone else who may have withdrawn. Walk us through that real quickly.
Well, I think there's a balance from our first tip, which was to compassionately notice your feelings. Sometimes we can become so self-focused that we're not as self-aware of what and who is around us. Today, I was sitting at my desk at my home office, and I always know when my mailman comes, my postal worker comes and delivers the mail. And during this time of year, he comes twice a day, and I had a little treat that I was waiting for him to come. And I ran it out to him. My emotions were on the surface because I had just gotten another message about someone in crisis, mental health-wise. And we had this really great one-on-one catch-up conversation. He's been my postal worker for 10 years and has lived life, you know, via the mail of my life. But it was a very connecting conversation around mental health and around his life and my life. And so don't make it so complicated, that connection. Those opportunities are around us all the time, from the person standing behind us in line. I was just at the post office, you can see a theme here, mailing a package to my daughter that is living out of state, and the line was super long, and all the moms are trying to, you know, corral their kids and keep everyone distracted and happy. And I felt myself stressed by the delay and realized, like, I could put my phone down and connect with someone in line with me. And by the time it was my turn, I was kind of sad that it was my turn because I connected with these two strangers in line. And so don't make connection and support of one another super complex. Sometimes we hesitate to reach out and check on someone that comes to our mind and heart because we don't know how to fix their problems. But that's not what connection's about.
Yeah.
It's about listening. It's about sitting with someone. It's about really just letting them know that their name was on your heart. And that connection can be life-saving.
Yeah, and that connection is everything. Ganilan Conde, best of the best, always helps us think through, think deeper, and think again about what we think we know when it comes to our mental health and really thriving. That's the name of the game. Ganilan, thank you so much for making time for us on a very busy day.
Merry Christmas, friend.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll step aside for some top-of-the-hour news. Hour number two is coming up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
K KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
Listen at home on any smart speaker.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
This is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.